today on Real Radio.
Co-workers, your main purpose for being there is to lead them to Christ. You think it's to pay your bills? Are you kidding me? You don't go to work to pay your bills. That's a side note. You're a Christian. God sends you to the work to be a witness to lead others to Christ. And in the process of that, he'll pay your bills.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, now in a new series called Life and Bible, starts off with the message called Being a Christian at Your Job. You know, as Christ followers, we say we believe in God's Word, and that its pages hold the answers to wisdom and understanding. But at some point, we need to move from simple understanding to a deeper knowledge of His will and put what we've learned into action. But how do we apply God's Word to the everyday challenges of life? In Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14, Paul challenges the church to increase in the knowledge of God and to be fruitful in every good work. When applied to real-life circumstances, this means our relationships, both personal and at work, need to thrive. Christians are to excel publicly, practically, and personally. In the workforce, quite frankly, we're supposed to be the best employee, manager, or owner that company could possibly have. So today, on day 3 of this special message, Pastor Jack tells us that we are designed by God to be a team player. This includes the people we work with, even the worst of them, believe it or not. Christianity happens when we create a space for peace in the midst of opposition and work together with common goals. You know, when our faith is put to the test on the job, that really is where the rubber meets the road. And now in his message called Being a Christian at Your Job, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
You see, Jack, I work with a bunch of unbelievers. They're godless, cussing, they're drinking, they're throwing stuff at people, they're telling dirty jokes, they're you know, kicking the dog and all this stuff. Again, God knows that. You have been placed there. And there's a way to handle that. But we have been designed by God to be team players. Did you know that? How do you think empires get built? How do you think things happen? You got to come together. So yeah, that's going, you know, okay. The Christian should lead the way about coming together, even if you're working for non-believers. You think everybody in Egypt was a Jew? Joseph seemed to be the only one around who believed in the God of the Bible. And Joseph created an empire. Listen, co-workers, it's a big deal. God is working in our relationship with our co-workers. In Romans 12:18, the Bible says, if possible, so far as it depends upon you, be at peace with all men. What a great verse that is. That's Romans 12:18. That's a great verse. Listen, as much as it is possible, live at peace with all men. That means when you and I, and let me say this. You say, well, Pastor, you got it so easy. You work at a church. Let me tell you something about a church. You may go to work tomorrow and you have a rotten boss or rotten coworkers. We go to work tomorrow and Satan's waiting at the front door. I mean, he loves to attack churches. And then you think, you get this thing in your mindset, well, I work with a bunch of Christians. Like we've got wings fluttering and you can hear the sound of harps playing and nobody, you know, wakes up having a bad attitude and people just come to church and it's, you know what? Let's pray for one another. That would be awesome if it was like that all the time. It's like that, but not all the time. Sometimes it's, you know what? I think we need to pray for you. It's a war, man. And Satan would love to shut down this church or any church. Think about it. The company you work for may or may not be a threat to him, but I tell you, a Bible-teaching church is. Think about it. Co-workers. Being side by side with a co-worker is reality, my friend. It's kind of like this. You ever meet people? They can tell you how to be married. They can tell you how to raise kids. And they're like 19 years old and they've never been married and they've have you ever seen those kind of people? Well, you know what you really need to do? Oh, do you have kids? No, but I'm just telling you that. Then just go away. Well, think about it. Side by side with coworkers is where Christianity hits the road. It's where it works. See, it'd be kind of cool if we could just have Christianity in here. And then you go home and you don't talk to anybody. And you go to work. Now, I know some people have jobs where you don't talk to anybody. You just do your little, your, you know, whatever it is, your telemarketing thing or whatever. You're in like a little cocoon. I mean, I couldn't handle that personally. But some people do that, and that's awesome. But you gotta meet people. God will see to it that you meet people in some way, shape, or form. If you work in an ice box, then, you know, maybe in your leisure, you're going to meet people. But the thing is, coming together with people is a reality, and God is into that. And how will an unbelieving world ever get to know Jesus if we don't tell them? This is a big deal. By the way, friendship evangelism can never be denied. Friendship evangelism is the most powerful form of evangelism known to man. Did you know that? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for having evangelistic crusades. God uses them. I'm all for them. But around the globe, there are more people who come to faith in Christ via friendship evangelism than any other way. You see, Jack, what are you talking about? It means this. It's with your coworker. I want to make this clear too. When you don't show up to your coworker and say, "Hey, hi, my name's Jack. What's your name? Mike. Hey, Mike. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, who's never believes in him, and not perish, but have everlasting life." You don't do that. Don't ever do that. I'm dead serious. You actually stick out your hand and shake the guy or girl's hand saying, "It's nice to meet you." And you get involved in the project or you get going. Keep your mouth shut. Don't tell them. You say, "Well, what do you tell them?" Oh, you don't. I'm going to lay the call on them. I'm going to go through the call on them. We love the call, but it doesn't work that way. You don't do that. Friendship evangelism is working with your coworkers side by side through thick and thin, and over time, listen, over time, an amazing thing begins to take place. Now, look, if God tells you, "Tell them about me now," then you tell them about him now. You do that. But most often, it doesn't work that way. The Bible says in Amos 3:3, "How can two walk together unless they're in agreement?" And I have found that the greatest form of leading somebody to Christ is letting them get to know the Jesus that governs your life. And when they turn to you, and I know this almost sounds cliché-ic, but it's true. When they turn to you, and they want to ask you a question about, you know, what's the deal with you? What's happening? That's powerful stuff. At work with your coworkers, listen, mark this down. The power of friendship evangelism, the reason why it works, because remember, we're Christians. They're impressed at work with you because they never hear you complain. Everybody's complaining, but you don't complain. The Bible says in Galatians 5:16, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh." What is the lust of the flesh in the context of this message? Complaining. People get together and complain about everything. The Christian doesn't. And people, they start to take notice of that. They start to look at that. A Christian man or a woman who's thankful on the job is an anomaly, man, is an amazing thing. The Bible says in Luke 3:14, "Likewise, the centurions came to John the Baptist and asking, saying, 'What shall we do?' And so John the Baptist said to them, 'Do not intimidate anyone or accuse people falsely, and be content with your pay.'" I was just with two people. They were working, and I was sitting in the back seat. That's all I'll say. They were working, and I was with them for hours. They didn't know me. I didn't know them. And the whole time, they were complaining about their pay. The whole time. I couldn't believe it. And in the same night, as they complained about their pay, they were both, in their arguments, comparing one another's... "What size speedboat did you get?" "Oh, I got a 22-footer. "Oh, man, mine's 19-footer. While they're complaining about their pay. And I thought, this is crazy. This is amazing. Don't, Christian, do not complain about your pay. Don't do it. Ask, if you think you're underpaid, ask God to have them give you a raise. I'm telling you right now. Did you, anybody hear me when I said that? I mean it. Very, very important. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 9 says, "Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by the serpents in the wilderness. Don't complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer." Yikes. Christians ought not to be complaining. You know what's cool about the temptation to complain? If you're at work, go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom, shut the door, complain to God about it. That's called prayer. "God, this is driving me crazy. That bum got a raise. I didn't get anything. God, where's the justice in that?" Tell them. But don't tell your coworkers. Why? Because your main purpose for being there is to lead them to Christ. You think it's to pay your bills? Are you kidding me? You don't go to work to pay your bills. That's a side note. You're a Christian. God sends you to the work to be a witness to lead others to Christ. And in the process of that, he'll pay your bills. Amen. Also this, at work with our coworkers, don't be surprised when they go to you when something's up. Friendship evangelism, this guy's not a complainer. You know what? She seems to have her head on straight. And then one of your coworkers will have a marital problem, or their kid will get run over, or something will happen, and guess who they're going to come to? Please take this right. I'm not saying this for any self-aggrandizement whatsoever. I worked in a research lab. I took my Christianity seriously, and human resources. And by the way, just at our address, we had 2,000 employees at our address, and there were 66,000 employees in the region. Check this out. Human resources would call my manager and ask if my manager would pull me off the job to go down to human resources because this man or this woman just found out that either their husband or wife died, or that their son or daughter died, or that they just came home, or they came to work just finding out that their husband or wife left them. And they would call my manager, and he would have me go down there and talk to them in a big corporation. Why? I'm an absolute bonehead, but it was the Jesus part. It was the Jesus part. And they never told me, by the way, "Now don't say anything about God." They just went, "Jack, can you talk to Mr. Johnson, please?" And they would just conveniently walk away with their coffee mug. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. God's my judge on this. I'm not joking. When something's up, your witness at work, God will use it. He'll open up spiritual doors for you to speak to people. Also this, they will know that you know your stuff. A Christian at the job should know his or her stuff. You know what I mean by stuff? What do you do? What do you do? That thing you do, it's given to you by God, so know it. Are you a cement truck driver? Be the best cement truck driver in the universe to the glory of God. I'm not kidding. Are you a saleswoman? Be the best saleswoman the world has ever seen. And again, this translates into life. Men or women will come and say, "My husband's leaving me," or "My wife left me." My answer to them is, go home and be the best Christian they've ever left. Do you hear what I'm saying? By the way, I don't care how ugly you are. If you determine to follow Jesus, come on. Focus. If you decide to follow Jesus, I've seen people become very, very handsome or very beautiful when they decide to follow the Lord. I'm telling you, are you having marital problems? Get right with Jesus, and your spouse will see you irresistible. Jesus begins to come out of you, and they'll fall in love with Christ. Take it to the workplace. Follow Jesus. You know what? They won't understand. "Man, you know what? Man, you see the Lord coming out of her? She's awesome." They won't do that. They'll just say, "I don't know what the deal is with her or with him, but I think we should give them that job. Or let's have them take care of it. I don't know what the deal is, but I think they can do it." Whatever you do, man, do it. Know your stuff. And then finally, this number four, being a Christian at your job, at work, and your witness. It's always better to show them Jesus first. What do I mean by that? I said it earlier. Don't tell them, show them. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, that when they saw Peter and John, they saw their great boldness and they perceived that they were uneducated men and untrained. They marveled and they came to the conclusion that Peter and John had been with Christ. What a great statement. Look at those guys. Man, they sure look uneducated and untrained to us. Yeah, but what's with them? They're bold and they're turning the world upside down. Ah, they've been with Jesus. That's awesome. That's for all of us tonight. Show them Christ at your work without a word. Without a word. Jesus put it this way. Matthew 5, 41. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, what did he say? Go two. Really? See, you think in your mind maybe you're tempted. Oh, man. 8 to 5. You ever seen those guys like 10 minutes before, 10 to 5, 4:50. And they're looking at the clock. You should be fired for that, in my opinion. Don't be like that. You're not showing them Jesus. And if the boss comes up at 4:59 and says, you know what, we just had this order come in. We need you to stay for a few more hours. Instead of you going, man, come on, what? The Lakers are on tonight. I mean, or whatever. You know what? It's from the hand of God. Little do you know that your water pump's going to blow out next week and you're going to need that overtime. How many times has that happened in our lives? Right? Think about it. The attitude, put that together. Take it from the hand of God. It's amazing. It'll change everything. Show them Jesus. You don't have to preach them with words. Also this. Always, always, it's always better to have them ask you first. I want to share something with you. This is a true story. And I'll keep it true because the guy that this happened to comes to this church. This was 17 years ago, almost 18 years ago. And my manager had interviewed me. And in the process, I've shared this with some of you before. In the process, I had told him that I was a Christian. I told him, and I gave him the gospel in the interview because I thought I wasn't going to get the job. So I thought, well, I'm not going to get this job, so I'm going to give him Jesus. And I want to get the job. Well, what happened was the manager wound up telling one of his lead guys who was a Mormon. He was a Mormon who was going to L. Ron Hubbard's thing, Dianetics. A Mormon going to Dianetics and into the New Age movement as well with crystals and stuff like this. I didn't know that. My first day, I'll never forget my first day on the job. My first day on the job was the day that Ronald Reagan got shot. Remember that? That was my first day on the job. And I went walking in up there and they walked me in, they sat me down. And I had not spoken to one human being except my manager in that company. But my manager had told this guy, hey, this guy coming in, he's a Christian. He gave me the gospel in the interview. Well, he told this Mormon guy, this crazy Mormon guy, he was into Dianetics and all this stuff, or whatever that thing is called. And I sit down, and I'm like, what am I doing here? And this guy comes up, and he goes, hey, my name's Craig. I say, hi, my name's Jack. And he goes, so you're a Christian, huh? First conversation at the company. So you're a Christian, huh? Yeah. Watch this. And he goes, well, you know what? I don't believe in the Holy Spirit. And I said, do you want to talk Bible? He goes, I'd love to talk Bible. And I said, I'll never forget it. I said, not now, because we're being paid by the company right now. You want to talk Bible? Let's talk Bible at break time. But we can't talk Bible now. And he just goes, guess what happened at break time? Guess what happened at lunchtime? Guess what happened in the afternoon break? Okay? Guess what happened every day for 1 month? And then on a Monday night, he went with me to Calvary Costa Mesa and got saved. And he's walking with Jesus still today. Let God open the door and let them ask. You say, Jack, are you serious? Let them ask. Let them ask. And then finally, we end with this. It's always better for them to be watching us. Don't be like this, Christian. I hope no one's seeing me. No. Be like this, Christian. Do your job. Do it. Believe me, they're watching you. Let them watch. That's your strength. That's part of the witness. Did your company install security cameras? Well, then do your hair up and look right at it and work your heart out. Be a witness. Caught on film. Susie's working her heart out. Don't be afraid of that. They're watching us. So what? Let's give it to them. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, let your light so shine before men that when they see your good works, they'll glorify your Father which is in heaven. So listen, as Christians, let's make our faith really work. Remember, we're not Christians at church. We're brothers and sisters, yes. Okay, but when we leave here, that's when Christianity becomes real. Okay? So next time we'll get together and we'll talk about being a Christian and our relationships. Predominantly, it's going to be heavily geared towards the singles. And that'd be a lot of fun. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. And we get this thing in our minds, Lord, that we've got to somehow take Billy Graham's place to be an effective Christian or to command a pulpit to be some sort of a meaningful believer. And that's exactly the opposite. For when we go to our workplace, we will be the Bibles and Jesus to people that will never read the Word of God. They will never step foot into a church. We will be the only church, the only Word, the only Jesus that they'll see. And so, Father, tonight I pray for every one of these believers here tonight, Father, that first of all, you would baptize us in the power of your Holy Spirit afresh. Lord, descend upon us, fill us to overflowing, and like John and like Peter, may we proclaim and live the Christian life in boldness. So, Father, we pray this evening, make us, Lord, your children in season and out in a very public way. And Father, may we not do anything that compromises your name. And may those that we work with know that we're believers in you by the deeds, by how we conduct ourselves, by our very, very presence. Father, thank you. I ask you to bless these, your servants, in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Being a Christian at Your Job. We're so glad you joined us today, and our hope is that you are a light even in the most troubling of circumstances. Being a Christian at Your Job, it's part of Pastor Jack's series called Life and Bible, a collection of messages on the practical application of God's Word in the everyday challenges of real life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, if you're out in the workplace and you struggle with being a witness, well, we're here to help. The best way to stay true to your faith on the job is to start your day with the Lord. That's why Pastor Jack has devotions at his website. There's a new devotion each week that Pastor Jack writes personally and always has a Bible verse that's sure to bless and strengthen you for the day. There are also previous devotions that you can click on for daily help. Just go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click on the Devotions tab. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Or you can access them on the Real Life mobile app. Our phone number, if you'd like to write this down, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.